Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you to the delegations for answering at least some of my questions. Some of them have not been answered, and I will say that later on. You mentioned a victim-centered approach, but what does that mean when victims are fined for not appearing in court and when victims do not get compensation? You talk about the National Action Plan of 2022, the one that expired in 2022, and that is now being reviewed. And my question is, that's kind of late to help make the new action plan. So this is a question about the National Action Plan. And then, of course, prostitution is not recognized in or not legal in the state party, and criminalizing prostitution is the state party's prerogative, although the committee is against criminalizing sex workers. But how do you protect the rights of sex workers when they are prosecuted as traffickers? And your data, if I look at the relation between male perpetrators and female perpetrators, then it is evident that the female perpetrators, that's such a high number compared in the whole world, so to speak, that it cannot be any different, any other than that they are, than that those data consist of sex workers being prosecuted as traffickers. So I would like your answers on that. And then there are a few of the questions that I asked about the investigation or prosecution for law enforcement officers who harass and extort sex workers. I didn't get any answer on that. And I've seen that you are in the process of changing the law to comply with the Palermo Protocol, but I'm not really clear on the questions that I've asked about certain articles in that new law. Thank you very much, and I'm